Friends, the feast we celebrate today is the Ascension of our Lord, and it's one of the feasts that is misunderstood by many. I was thinking back, it was really pretty odd, but it was true. I was there as a child in a parish celebrating the Feast of the Ascension at Mass, and I remember what was then called the folk group playing Leaving on a Jet Plane. I was too young to know the theological nuances of why that was such a dreadful selection. But there was something kind of in my gut that this just doesn't seem right, you know? It just doesn't seem right. And it's so misunderstood for those who hold the Ascension to be this sort of departing. Bye-bye, see you later, so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye, you know? I'll drop you a postcard from one of the galaxies that I'll be visiting. That isn't what we celebrate. That's not what is at the heart of the mystery of the Ascension. The Ascension itself marks Jesus's fulfillment of promise to assume a position of authority and of power from which he rules with sovereign majesty. That it's not a departure in terms of leaving, but the establishment of position through which we are empowered as church to be about the very things that he commands us to be about. Baptizing, which we're going to celebrate today. Teaching everyone to observe what he has taught in words and examples. That there is a power we receive by his ascending and fulfilling his promise. It's sometimes hard to imagine beyond a certain moment. Our weak, broken, fallen, imperfect human nature, at least that's mine, in heaven. In heaven, his body, soul, ascending into heaven, that wherever heaven is and whatever heaven is, humanity is present. Well, that's something worth clinging to, right? Especially in times of struggle. I had the chance yesterday to be with my family, who all gathered. We happened to gather in Indianapolis. A nephew graduated from high school. It was a lot of fun. And if I were to ask my nephew, put together, I mean, what would be the best thing that could happen to you? I think that he probably would say yesterday is the best thing that could possibly happen. He graduated from high school and all of the family was there, and there was the big party afterwards, and family and friends and neighbors, and everybody got along. He beat his Uncle Dave in horse. I had to buy him a blizzard, a large blizzard, and I wasn't allowed to have one. It's just like everything went really great. And I'm just kind of imagining, it'd be hard for him to imagine kind of like something better. And sometimes we struggle with this because we think that a really great moment and a blessed moment and a beautiful moment, we can think that that's it. You know, but our humanity is broken, it's fallen, it's imperfect. And the Feast of the Ascension assures us of humanity elevated in Jesus, transporting it, taking it, ascending it to heaven, and giving to us from his position of authority and power and command what we need right now on earth to be about the church that we are commissioned to be. To be about advancing his kingdom, to be about instilling hope, to be about bringing forth reconciliation and restoration. That this is a very important feast for us to celebrate and for us to receive what we need so that we can be about going forth, that we can be about baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, transmitting, that is, the very presence and the power of God into every place and everyone we are, teaching others to observe what Christ himself has commanded us and taught us, and holding fast to the assurance that no matter how difficult, no matter how hard, no matter how broken, no matter how sinful, that he remains with us always until the end of the age.